Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I want to talk about how to feel good. Okay, let's talk about how to feel good. So what does it take to feel good in your life? And if you're kind of asking yourself this question, then I would assume that you're not feeling as good as you believe you could be. And that's good. That's a good start, because you probably could be feeling a lot better than you are feeling right now. So how do we tackle this problem? All right, well, let's take a look at it like this. So basically, to feel good in your life means very simply to live your life good. Live a good life and you will feel good. Live a bad life and you will feel bad. And this is kind of an old school concept. This is a concept that you can find going back to the ancient Greeks, also going back to Buddhist ideas and classic Hindu ideas from texts like the Upanishads and that kind of stuff, the Bhagavad Gita. And basically, you know, they talk about living a good life. And the Greeks talked about living a good life, living a virtuous life. And the reason they were so hot on that, and the reason we aren't so hot on it today as a culture, is because they realize that this is the true path to happiness, and that the stuff that usually we think will work doesn't work. And the stuff that consumer society tells us will make us happy doesn't actually make us happy. And, the ancient seers, the ancient sages, they realize this, and they try to teach it to the masses, but the masses tend to rebel and not want it. They don't want the wisdom. And so they tend to kind of go and do the easy stuff that they think will give them pleasure and titillation and make them feel good. And then that ends up backfiring on them. And then what happens is they come back crying to the sages and they ask us, why did that hurt me so bad? Why don't I feel good? Da, 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 da. How do I feel better? And the sage will say, well, I told you, live a good life and you will feel good. Live a bad life and you will feel bad. So I'm going to introduce two terms to you. These are two Sanskrit terms that I got from Eknath Eswaran, who was a scholar on ancient Hindu texts and Buddhist texts. And basically, there's this ancient idea from the Hindus. I think this comes from the Upanishads. It's written in Sanskrit, two Sanskrit words. One is called Preya, and the other one, Shreya. Preya with a P, Shreya with an SH. So what is this? Preya is pleasure. It's immediate gratification. It's the pleasure principle. It's the stuff that feels good right now. Preya is eating a big chunk of chocolate fudge cake. Preya is going on a roller coaster ride. Preya is going to Disneyland and eating some hot dogs and having fun, like, with the kids, right? Preya is having ridiculous sex. Amazing, ridiculous sex. Preya is eating those barbecue ribs. Preya is alcohol. Preya is recreational drugs. Preya is winning the lottery. Preya is, being lucky and something kind of falling on your lap, or getting a big chunk of money, like a windfall. So that's preya, immediate gratification. What is shreya, SH? Shreya is doing the right thing, the thing that has lasting benefit. What has lasting benefit? Does that chocolate fudge cake have lasting benefit? Probably not. Do those recreational drugs have lasting benefit? Are they the right thing to be doing? Is that living the good life? Probably not. Right? And this applies to all the other preyas out there. So a lot of us are really caught up in the preyas and are not doing enough shreya. Shreya is the long-term stuff that's good for us. Preya is the short-term stuff that's bad for us. So we're doing too much short-term stuff, thinking that it's going to satisfy us, right? We think the television will satisfy us, the movies, the girlfriend, the boyfriend, the drugs, the food, the whatever other addiction you've got, the internet, right? We think those things will really satisfy us. And that makes us very confused. And so ultimately we think, well, but isn't that isn't that the way to get maximum happiness? Is to go after the stuff that is giving us the most pleasure? And, you know, you might think that, but that's a naive notion of happiness. It's really naive. If that could be done, I would do it, all right? I have no real moral compunctions against drugs or against, you know, greasy food or against sex or like anything else that's immediately gratifying. I have nothing against it. And I've partaken in all that myself. So the question now is, but will that make you happy? Will that make you feel good? And what you recognize after you try that for a bit is that it won't, right? And that the reason the sages, the reason the seers and all the wise men of thousands of years ago tell us to do the right thing and to live a good life is because they can see what's going to happen. They can see what's going to happen when the instant gratification kind of leads us off a cliff to our doom. They can see that's going to come. And maybe you don't see that right now. You know, you have to see it in your own life too. You have to become a sage within your own life and see that to feel good in your life, if you want consistent, high quality, good feelings, then it's not the easy, stimulating stuff they have to be going after. It's the more ethereal, long-term, you might even say spiritual kind of values that you have to be going after. It's that stuff that's going to make you fulfilled. It's that stuff that's going to make you really feel good. And what does that mean? That means hard work. You know, all the classic values, hard work and like honesty and discipline and like loyalty and like exhibiting love and being excellent at what you do and like being generous and giving back to the world and being compassionate, like all of these classic values that sound kind of so lame, but without them, I mean, they're classic for a reason. Without them, you literally will not feel good. Not going to be possible. So you have to start to really challenge your own naive notion of happiness. Until you do that, then you're going to be going after the short-term stimulating stuff, and that's not going to work. If it did work, then I would be up here telling you to do all that stuff, and I would be doing it myself, because ultimately, I'm about maximizing my happiness. And to maximize my happiness, I found out that it's not going to work through these these little short-term fixes and little hits of stimulation that I'm getting. I'm going to have to go all out much deeper. Think more like a sage than like a drug addict, right? Who's more happier, a sage or a drug addict? Interesting question. Okay, so the next point is, you know, what is an advanced notion of happiness? Well, an advanced notion of happiness is actually hard work and discipline. And it's working towards something that you value. And that what you're working towards is something that benefits the rest of humanity. So ultimately, your greatest satisfaction is going to come from personal growth in your own life and contribution, giving back to the world. And contribution can take form in so many ways. You could start a business. You can have a career that contributes. You know, you could be contributing with your volunteer time or your hobbies or whatever. But ultimately, I would encourage you to get your business and your career in line with contribution and also your personal growth. So if you're growing personally and you're contributing to the world, that is what's going to make you feel good. That's how you become like a solidly grounded, feel-good type of person, right? That's giving you a consistent, even-keeled happiness, like steady, rock solid, rather than this kind of spiky up and down roller coaster that you're going through right now, which even the happiness that you are getting from that, it's a low level of happiness. It can't even compare. It's not even on the same scale. It won't register on the same scale as the kind of happiness you get when you, for example, create a business that actually helps millions of people. Or when you are working in a career where you get to help even a couple of individual people, but you really get to help them and you get to like share your gifts with them, share your knowledge, your expertise, or you know some of your talents through your business or your career. Like that, that's real happiness. So it's getting your life on track with that, right? It's the principle of right action also. The principle of that right action states that you do what is right regardless of what you feel like in the moment. And if you're not feeling very happy in your life, then it's probably because you're slacking on this. It's because you know that there are right things that you should be doing, the good stuff, the shreyas, right? The things that are giving you lasting benefit. But you're not actually doing them because of the immediate gratification that you're getting from kind of the comfort that you're wanting to have, the immediate pleasure. So a perfect example, you know, going to the gym. You know you should, but you don't because, well, you think that slacking on your couch is going to make you feel happier than going through the discipline and kind of the effort involved with getting your ass up and going to the gym. But actually, going to the gym is what's going to make you happy. That's what's going to make you feel good. Not going to the gym, that's going to make you feel bad, even though it seems like it'll make you feel good in the short term. So starting to take right action, being very disciplined about this principle of right action. So how do you start to turn your life around? Especially maybe if you're in a place where, you know, you've got a lot of these prayas praying on you and you want to get more into the Shreya territory. How do you do that? Okay, so here's a couple of ways. I'm going to give you basically ways to start building good habits. That's what you've got to start doing. Right now, you've got bad habits, habits that are holding you down, that are making you feel miserable. And what you want to start doing is to replace them with good habits. What are some good habits? Meditation, taking time by yourself. I call that solitude, time to sit, introspect, and contemplate. Journaling, another awesome habit. Sit down and start writing your thoughts out on paper. Reading, awesome, powerful habit for personal development and growth and making yourself feel good. Studying, by that I mean not just reading, but actually going out and actively researching some topic that you're interested in, something related to your career or maybe a side hobby that you have, studying or your own personal development. Work, hard, hard work towards something that's actually productive and meaningful. That's one of the most powerful habits you can have. And in fact, it's almost like a spiritual habit. This was a spiritual discipline thousands of years ago, is hard work, right? And that's for a reason. And the reason is because when you're working hard, you get into a state of flow and you start to feel kind of a dissociation with your lower self, basically. You start to feel the higher qualities of you, the humanity inside you come forward, and that feels amazing. So hard work. Gym, definitely encourage that. Some form of exercise like yoga or gym, do that. Eating right, eating healthy, also very important. If your diet is horrible, then you're going to have a hard time establishing other positive habits. Addictions. Definitely eliminate any kind of addictions that you have, whether it's stuff like television, internet, sugar, food, shopping. You know, there's a whole list of them. And I have videos about eliminating addictions and the importance of that. And then the last point I would make is eliminate and weed out negative thoughts. You have to weed out the negative thoughts that keep coming up in your mind. If you're always thinking negatively, it turns into a habit as well, right? It's a negative thinking habit. And you have to start to shift that and turn it into a positive thinking habit. And that can take some work, so I'm not going to go into all the details of that there. But here are some good ideas for you of how to start feeling good in your life. You have to make the shift. And initially, when you do make the shift, it will be painful. If you're hooked on drugs, if you're hooked on shopping, on television, on internet, on video games, any other kind of stuff, you're doing stuff that's giving you immediate gratification, it's going to be hard to wean yourself off of it. But, you know, at some point, you kind of, you reach a tipping point, and you start to realize that the stuff you've been doing doesn't work, and that it's making you feel bad, and you really want to feel consistently good. And when you realize that is the point where you really start to expand your horizons. It's the point where really your personal growth starts to take off. That's when it happens. And then you start to slowly, through a painful process, you start to put in some of these good habits. And then eventually those good habits crystallize, they solidify within you, and then you start to run kind of on autopilot. And now you're running on autopilot, but on good habits rather than the bad habits that you run on autopilot on right now. And when you get there, then you will start to feel good. So here what I did is I didn't give you some sort of a little magic pill for how to feel good. I gave you the, you know, classic ancient wisdom with a little bit of a modern spin on it about how to practically make this happen, modern personal development ideas. But ultimately, you know, this dates back thousands of years. And that's because it's true. And you know that the stuff you've been doing right now, you got to cut out because it's been making you feel bad. So that's it. That's how to feel good. I'm signing off. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. Please like this and share this. Click the like button right now. And go ahead, and then if you do like this, you'll probably like more of the stuff that I'm shooting at you every week through my newsletter, right? Exclusive free videos that I'm posting every week, videos, articles, other goodies that I'm releasing. And that stuff is all telling you, ultimately, how to be in alignment with living a good life. How do you live a good, right life And not in a lame way, but in an exciting, adventurous, fun kind of way, right? In kind of a youthful, vigorous kind of way. So I'm not gonna sit here and kind of sermonize you the way they would do at church. Here, I'm giving you very practical ideas, very practical techniques that I found through my own journey so that you can actually feel good. Don't you want to feel good? I mean, that's the reason that I'm doing all this stuff, is so that I can feel good. That's why I work hard. That's why I go out there and experiment and read and meditate and do all this kind of stuff. And I've just taken so much benefit from that. Got so much benefit from that in the last few years that I'm happy to be sharing it with you guys. So check out my newsletter, sign up, and you'll be kind of on track to get more of that stuff as it comes out. And also, when you do sign up, you get some exclusive bonuses. You get a 19-part video series for how to start busting your top limiting beliefs. And also, you get to win 2 hours of free coaching with me, which I give away to one of my subscribers every month. So you have a chance to win that as well. So sign up right now.